Tuesday marks celebrations for United Nations Day, which focuses this year on development objectives for the new millennium. It is also the World Day for Information on Development. Well, leading up to the UN events, the Acton Institute, a think tank for the study of religion and liberty, hosted a conference here in Rome on globalization and poverty. Catherine Smybert was there.
One of the key speakers at the event was the Holy See's permanent observer to the UN office in Geneva, Archbishop Silvano Tomasi. He gave a stark assessment of where poverty reduction efforts have come over the past 6 years since the Millennium Development Goals were drawn up.
I think we have to start with one fact, that most of the African countries south of the Sahara will not meet any of the Millennium Development Goals. So I think that's a kind of red light of alarm. 1 billion people live with less than $1 a day, and 2 billion people live with less than $2 a day. So there is a huge gap between rich and poor in the world still now, notwithstanding enormous efforts made in terms of direct aid for development, giving cash for development to some governments, and also some transfer of technology and know-how. So some of us are looking at this panorama around the world, and the data that are provided by the agencies of the United Nations, on the basis of the very information provided by these agencies, we can see that there has been some kind of a failure in bringing out of poverty most of the world. Now, it's interesting that through the process of liberalization of trade and the globalization of the markets, in the last few years, some 300 million people, especially in China and India, have been moved out. They have graduated, so to say, out of poverty into a more acceptable lifestyle. But what is that compared to the huge numbers that are still in poverty? I think it's a positive achievement that probably points out the road we need to follow in order to help other people to get out of poverty.
Archbishop Silvano Tomasi there, but opening the Acton event held at the Pontifical Urban University was actually Lord Brian Griffiths, an Anglican member of the House of Lords in London and former advisor to Britain's former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. He underlined the importance of recognising the role of Christian thought in the evaluation of such issues of globalisation and poverty.
I would say today that the great danger from a Christian point of view is that the whole debate on globalization is seen almost entirely in secular terms. So the terms of the debate, the way it's conducted, it's all about money, it's about foreign aid, it's about trade liberalization. You know, it's that kind of debate, and we've taken, but we know as Christians that the heart of life is fundamentally spiritual. And I think therefore the challenge is, how can we as Christians express our concern, as Jesus did, for the poor? But how also can we ensure that in what we're doing, we're not simply the same as government departments or international agencies, but that we really bring that Christian spirit to bear in the way that we do things? And in Deus Caritas Est, Pope Benedict XVI, makes it very clear that the church is an expression of something unique because it is the Spirit of Christ. And I have to say, I have found over 40 years that this is the most relevant thing to our current economic challenges.
Now, globalization is said to be a recent phenomenon. Could you comment on this?
Well, globalization has really, I think, expanded enormously since the 1970s. And the symbol is Deng Xiaoping, the premier of China, opening up China to the world economy. But since then, and you've seen dramatic success in China, and now in India. You know, the amount, for example, of foreign investment going into China is more than the whole of foreign aid given to the developing countries. But globalization is not a new phenomenon. If you go back to the 19th century, you saw a lot of globalization in the 19th century, and probably the belle époque of globalization was the 25 years before the First World War.
Globalization is a very controversial phenomenon, and some tend to see and emphasize its more negative aspects. What are the roots of these negative criticisms, and to what extent can we agree with them?
Well, first of all, I would say that the major criticisms of globalization come from people who lose out to it, because there are winners in globalization and there are losers. For example, if you go back to the demonstrations at Genoa, and, you know, very tough demonstrations we've had against the IMF and the World Bank, who are the people who are at the heart of them? Well, there are ideological Marxists, but there are members of American trade unions who fear they lose jobs, that jobs are moving to China. There are people who represent farm subsidies and the farming lobbies who also lose out to globalization. So that, I think, is the sort of the major concern with it, is that in Britain, for example, we are finding jobs are moving in the service industry from London to India. You know, the back offices of accounting firms, investment banks, people making hospital x-rays. These can be done overnight in India and sent back very conveniently the next day. So those are the people who say globalization is bad. But if you look at it overall, there's no doubt China has had a rate of economic growth for the last 25 years of nearly 10%. And China is being transformed. India is now, there's so much activity taking place. Markets are really coming to life, and poor countries are really benefiting from it.
So what are the significant concerns over globalization?
Well, there are many, but people come from various ideological backgrounds in presenting these concerns. But I would say one concern is that institutions like the IMF and the World Bank have imposed their worldview too much on developing countries, and especially poor countries who are not in a position to resist them. Secondly, there's a concern that globalization is leading to environmental problems for which there's no real control. Thirdly, and it's something that Pope John Paul II emphasized, and that is that some people feel globalization has become a vehicle for a very libertarian and non-Christian culture.
Brian Griffiths, a member of Great Britain's House of Lords, speaking to Catherine Smybert. Earlier you heard Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, the Holy See's permanent observer to the United Nations in Geneva. You can catch more from that interview with the Archbishop tomorrow on the feature program. That's Wednesday, October 25th, in the evening, Rome time, and again on Thursday, October 26th, in the morning.